Welcome to the PodTech.net Info Talk Series. We're here in Palo Alto with Cord Campbell, the CEO and co-founder of Zoto, and Trey Stout, co-founder, CTO of Zoto. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So you guys are based in Oklahoma City. You have some folks here in California. You're a startup.
We're a startup.
Congratulations. You got a little bit of funding, looking for some VC funding. But really, more importantly, I think, is that you got a really cool application and obviously around photos. We met you guys at the demo conference, and what's happening? What are you doing out in California? And tell us what the update is.
Well, we're coming out periodically. You know, this is where everything's happening out here, so we have to come out here. Our COO is out here, out in Berkeley, so we have an office in Berkeley, and we come out here periodically to meet with people. So we came out this week, had a few meetings to follow up with after blog on, so we come out and hit the valley occasionally and see what's going on.
You guys have a photo application, and you know, obviously photos, everyone has been using photos with tagging, and people on the consumer level have been using Shutterfly and a bunch of other services, but you guys have a different take on the photo market. So we were talking earlier, Cord, about that. Talk about that, and you have an interesting background. You have come from an infrastructure standpoint. You've built a company, sold it to Look Smart, and now...
Grub,
and now you're having a photo thing, but it's infrastructure-based. Talk about what's different about what you guys are doing and some of the things you're learning out there.
Well, with Grub, we really had to focus on the infrastructure holding, you know, Grub was a distributed web crawler, so the infrastructure was pretty out of control. And so we took what we learned from that and applied it to hosting photos. So our infrastructure on Zoto is full on, and we can host billions of photos with a distributed architecture. It works a little bit like Google's cluster does, where we can add boxes and to the cluster. So with what we're seeing in the marketplace is, people are taking an exponential amount of more photos and storing them on their computers and wanting to share them with other people. And so we wanted to build an infrastructure for hosting photos that could handle not just 100 of your photos or 1,000 of your photos, but tens of thousands of your photos and allow you to organize them and share them that way.
So, I mean, the photo thing, I mean, it's one of those things where it's like blogging. I mean, people blog for a variety of reasons. There's on one end of the spectrum, you have people who put a blog up there and they want millions of people to see it, as many people on a mass basis to see it. With photos, it's the same thing. You have Flickr with Yahoo.
Right.
You guys are taking a little bit different approach. You're looking at it from a smaller user group, Little League games, ballet recitals, whatever, right?
Right. Yeah, I mean, if you look at Flickr, Flickr's an awesome application. I mean, I love it. But it's really designed for sharing your photos, like you said, as if you were blogging them and sharing them with millions of people. So, I mean, you're getting people that you don't know looking at your photos. And that's great for 100 or 200 of your photos, of your best photos that you took. But the mainstream user, which is really the market that we all yearn for, mainstream user is not using their photos that way. They're wanting to put them in a place or in a spot on the internet that they can go in and share them with a smaller group of people, the Little League dads sharing all their pictures that they're taking at the Little League games. So on Zoto, we just launched last week a feature we call Galleries, and it allows you to create a place where people can come in. It's a multi-user environment where you can come in and invite other people to contribute to your gallery. And it looks like what you want it to look like. So you can customize the look and feel and then have multiple contributors and multiple viewers. And it can be password protected so the entire world isn't poking around looking at your Little League baseball pictures.
It's not about the number of people. It's about the right people, right?
That's right. The right people looking at your photos. I mean, getting the people that are really care about these photos looking at them.
There's been other companies out there who have done this. Obviously, you know, I've gotten emails from people. Hey, we just had this party or an event, and here's some photos. And I'd have to, like, sign in. It was, like, a pain in the butt. How are you looking at the user experience and on the design side? How do you see that going?
Yeah, we actually thought about that quite a bit and don't like to make it a pain for people to see other people's pictures. So what we have is we have features where you can invite people to your galleries, and they don't have to sign up. They can sign up if they want to, and they have links at the top. If you have pictures you'd like to contribute to this, it's very easy to jump in and do it. But there's also no barrier to entry to just go look at what I want to send to you. So we don't try and create a pain for anybody. We're more on the attraction rather than advertisement. You know, we hope you find something you like here, and we hope you sign up and share your stuff, but we're not going to pound you with sign-up links on every single page, all up and down the page. So
it's kind of a pain in the butt there with the most other companies who do that. I mean, I'm turned off by it.
Yeah, I mean, if you go to Kodak Easy Share Gallery, formerly known as Ophoto, I mean, you have to sign up for the service to be able to look at someone else's photos. And, I mean, tops, you're going to be in there 5-10 minutes looking at these photos, and then you're going to exit. You're not going to print. You're not going to upload any of your own photos. You're just going to consume. And so here, I mean, we wanted to make it easy for people that were creating the content to get together and collaborate and put all the photos in one spot, but then make it easy for the rest of the people that want to look at those photos. I mean, you know, there are parents whose kids are in these photos. They just want to go grab a couple of them and look at them, right?
So, I mean, obviously there's a lot of things going on technical infrastructure side of things like tagging and whatnot. You guys are both technical folks, but really you're looking at targeting Joe Sixpack, average user who's not savvy on what a tag is. Really, you're targeting kind of mainstream. So how are you looking at that, and how have you developed the product along those lines?
Yeah, we do have tagging, and it's very similar to other services tagging infrastructure. But, I mean, we don't really see mainstream users wanting to tag their photos a lot. I mean, they will organize, but they'll put, you know, Tommy is in this photo, and then that's it. That's the only tag they'll put on something because that's what's important to them, and that their kid's in the photo. So, I mean, they want to be able to put their photos up and share them with other people. That's their primary interest. And I think that's why you see so many people, you know, using Shutterfly, you know, Kodak EasyShare galleries, Snapfish to share photos with. I mean, those guys have, you know, tens of millions of users using those services. Companies like Webshots even, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing how everyone's now connected and everyone's talking about this new shift to a new media environment. We're obviously podcasting, soon it's going to be video casting. Photos is really, you know, generation one of media. I mean, everyone's still going to have photos, audio, text for blogs. Where do you guys see the future of media in terms of obviously photos, podcasting, and video?
Yeah, we just actually did a deal with Slide, slide.com, who does streaming photos to your desktop. So they have a little app that runs across to the top of the screen and streams in photos from various sources, from RSS feeds. And we integrated into our site links to their site. So you click on a link and it starts blowing the pictures out onto your desktop. And anybody that subscribes to those feeds and can see those photos. So as soon as I drop them in Zotto, it updates on their desktop. So I think we're going to see a fusion of, you know, not only like podcasting and regular tags on content that like blogs and tags on photos starting to come together. And I think companies like Technorati are already doing a really good job of that. And I think you're going to continue seeing that solidify and see apps pop out of it that actually tap into those feeds and, you know, be able to blow content onto your desktop.
What do you guys say to folks out there that are listening? We get a lot of venture capitalists that listen. Obviously, you mentioned you might be looking for a venture capital round, but more importantly, there's a lot of other entrepreneurs out there developing some cool stuff. You mentioned Slide, great, sexy product. I really liked it. Also, you guys want to grow through partnerships like other startups. What do you say to other companies out there about how to work with you guys? How are you guys approaching partners?
Well, we have a very extensive API and we assume a very open framework. We try and show everybody that once your pictures are there, we try and say that, you know, we want to be like your bank. We want you to feel comfortable dropping all of your pictures off at Zotto and then having just a mind-boggling amount of tools to do things with them. So you can post directly to a blog from Zotto. You can make a slideshow from Zotto. You can email them to all your friends from Zotto. You can make a gallery. You can tag them. And we want to be the workhorse for your pictures and eventually your other content. But other companies have zero problem. Just yesterday we were talking to, I don't know if we can mention, a pretty big blogging company. And I had never used their software before. I'm sitting in Starbucks. I download their software and I link it up to ours. So then we go and talk to them. And I've tied their blog software into our galleries. And inside their blog template, I've got my galleries loaded. And it took less than an hour. And so somebody who knows what they're doing can write software for just about any other content software out there and pull our content into it. So it's very easy and it's a very open framework.
So you're exposing the APIs out there for that.
Exactly.
Interesting. Any other tidbits about, you know, to the venture capitals in terms of as you're raising money? Cord, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I mean, we've already done a seed round of $1 million and we're looking at doing an A round. You know, our revenue is starting to come in now. We're getting conversions into paying accounts and we have a couple of different revenue models we're kicking around. So, I mean, I've always taken things a little conservatively. You know, you want to grow the company. You want to get the product out there. You don't want to go out and talk about something before you've built it. So, I mean, we're realistic. I mean, we're from Oklahoma after all, so we're kind of down to earth. We want to get our product out there and get feedback from the users and make sure that we're building something that's good, that people want, and that people react, you know, in a positive way to. And we have forums on our site, and we get a lot of feedback from the users in there, and that's what we're really looking to do is – you know, build up a service that somebody feels comfortable in coming in and saying, hey, you know, these guys have got it together. They're doing a good job, and I want to fund them.
Yeah, Zoto.com, Zoto.com. I mean, obviously, you know, from an investment standpoint, you're out there. I mean, you're doing work. You got some revenue trickling in. You're looking at building out your plan. So folks can just go to the website, check it out, or email right. you. Do you have an email address?
Yeah, it's Cord, K-O-R-D, at Zoto.com, Zoto.com.
Great. Any other technical insights, Trey, that you want to share with the group in terms of what you've done and where you're going?
I think what's kind of crazy about what we've done is, like Cord said, we've got background in pretty widely distributed systems. Is Zoto's engineered, like, we're not going to break until we hit a few, I think 9 septillion photos, which is, you know, more molecules in the known universe. We can have a picture for every molecule. And it's a great, great system. We can expand out to 1,048,000 servers. Like, we're not going to go anywhere. And if someone wants to drop off a few million pictures they've taken, it's not going to be a problem for us to handle that in the future. And at some point, you know, kids are going to be getting digital cameras and Happy Meals, and there's going to be so many cheap ways to generate content, and then you can have video and all this stuff. And we wanted to have a system that's going to be capable of handling that. So right now we're trying to introduce people to the nicer features. Hey, look, you can put 10 pictures on here. You can make a gallery, and it makes everybody happy. But people are going to start figuring out, oh my God, I have 15,000 photos. How do I find them? And we already have the tools built for that. So people are going to be nicely surprised when the problem hits them.
Yeah, the bank. I like that bank analogy, dropping off your stuff at the photo bank.
Well, us building that infrastructure, you know, it allows us to work with other companies. So we've actually been talking about to other companies about, you know, rebranding the site into what they want. So they're looking for these feature sets, and we can deliver it to them because of the infrastructure.
Well, that's great stuff, guys. I really appreciate you guys coming in, and great stuff. Congratulations. Final question for you guys. Next 5 years, what's going to be different in our world? Prediction.
Prediction. What's going to be different? I think intelligent agents are going to be out there scurrying around trying to get your information for you and bringing it back to you. I think we're going to see programs scrounging out on the internet, your personal web crawler out there looking for your content. Because, I mean, we've already overwhelmed with websites, which is why everyone's gone to RSS and syndication. But now, I mean, you're starting to get ads in RSS feeds. I mean, it's an overload. It's just too much information out there. I can't read all the feeds anymore. So, I mean, I need something out there working for me.
Yeah, we're turning into a group of scanners, headline scanners, not real consumers.
That's right.
And so personalized agents, meaning just lay it out for me.
Right, exactly. Tell me what I need to know today, right? And you know what I like. So I trained you to understand what I like and go find it for me and let me know when you find it.
That makes a lot of sense on how your galleries are working out, too, from a feature, from a user standpoint. That's what people want. You know, they want to lay things out easily.
Right, that's right.
Well, great stuff. Congratulations. And,
Thank you.
You know, thanks for the podcast.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Paul.